Last week was, by almost any measure, an extraordinary one for news. The meeting between Presidents Putin and Trump in Helsinki reverberated throughout the week and particularly on Capitol Hill.
It was a wholesale betrayal of the values and interests of this country.
Made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
I think the Russians need to know that there are a lot of us who fully understand what happened in 2016, and it really better not happen again in 2018.
NPR's Mara Liasson is here to help us process the past week and prepare for the next one. Good morning, Mara.
Hi, Korva.
Mara, the post-Helsinki week was a really wild ride filled with clarifications and walkbacks from the president. And meanwhile, Putin and the Russians appear to be defining the post-summit narrative. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will go to the Hill this week to talk to members of Congress. What will they want to know?
I think members of Congress are going to want to ask the Secretary of State what happened in the meeting between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. They met for way over an hour privately with no one there but interpreters. And then there was a larger bilateral meeting. But the Russians say agreements were made, and the Russians are eager to follow up on those agreements. But there has been no readout or briefing in the United States about what happened. So it's kind of like foreign policy in the dark.
Something else that we heard about this week was the scuttled notion that the United States might offer up Americans, in particular, a former ambassador to be questioned by the Russians. And of all the amazing things last week, that may have been the most amazing.
This is what the president called an incredible offer. In their private meeting, he said, Putin said, your investigators, U.S. investigators, can come over to Russia to question the indicted GRU, that's Russian military intelligence officers, that the Department of Justice has indicted for hacking into the DNC and exposing their emails. And Putin said, you can come over here and interrogate them, but we want to bring your former ambassador over to Russia to interrogate him on another matter. Some people said that if the president had pushed forward with this deal, it would have caused mass resignations at the State Department because it flies in the face of the idea of diplomatic immunity.
Well, can you tell us about the pushback from the president's party in Congress?
Congress disagreed with this idea vehemently. The White House said the president was going to consider it with his team, and Congress got ready to vote on a non-binding resolution opposing this idea. Just before they were about to take the vote, the White House said, we're not going to do it. The president disagrees with this idea. But Congress did go forward. They voted on this non-binding resolution in the Senate. It was 98-0 to block this idea. So this is one area where the president's party in Congress is willing to push back against him.
So on Saturday evening, the Justice Department released a set of documents previously top secret about the wiretapping of former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. The New York Times and other media organizations got them through Freedom of Information Act requests, and the documents allege Page is a Russian agent. Mara, hadn't Republican lawmakers claimed that FBI surveillance of Page was improper?
Yes, and that's why these documents were so controversial, and that's why people on both sides were pushing to make them public. Trump declassified this document today. He was up early and tweeting that the documents prove that the intelligence agencies spied on his campaign on behalf of Hillary Clinton. But these documents are now public for everyone to draw their own conclusions from. They are heavily redacted, but they show that the application relied on evidence that Russia had tried to recruit Page way back in 2013 as an agent, and it also relied on that controversial dossier compiled by a former British intelligence official. So the Republicans claimed that the FISA application relied improperly on the dossier. They are trying to discredit the origins of the entire Russia investigation. The Democrats said, no, the FBI's application was appropriate. It was trying to follow up on someone they already thought was an agent. So now the public can decide for itself.
NPR's Mara Liasson, thanks so much.
Thank you.